This week on Wikipedia Wanderers is part two of the Champions League final in 2004. We cover Porto and the final itself.
Hello everybody and welcome back to Wikipedia Wanderers. And is this the first ever Wikipedia Wanderers podcast where it's in two parts? I think it could be.
Might be, you know. Definitely the first final we've covered in two parts. Split that in two.
It is. Well, last part, go and listen to part one if you haven't listened to it yet. But spoilers, Monaco get to the Champions League final in 2004. And we sort of avoided the final because we knew we were going to touch on it in this episode, but we looked at the Monaco team. So let's have a look at the team they faced, which was Porto. And it was a Jose Mourinho-led Porto team. So Josh, talk us through, well, where do you want to start?
Let's go squad first. A number of familiar names, especially to Chelsea fans, I think, from this side.
Yes, definitely.
So, players that jump out. Jorge Costa. That's not going to be a Chelsea recognition. That's going to be Charlton recognition, that is.
Yeah, that's Fish Costa Fortune, right?
Yeah. He's there. We have Ricardo Cavallo, who obviously we know at Chelsea.
Yeah.
Costinha. We'll mention it a little bit later on, because he scores an important goal. Nuno Valente ended up at, I want to say Everton?
I think you're right there. I think you are.
Yes, yeah. Everton.
Nice. Yeah.
We have Edgaras Jankauskas. Now, do you remember this Lithuanian forward, Dave?
Do you know what? I do, and I'm really trying to get my head around where I know him from. And I want to say it's like Hearts or something in Scotland, because they had...
Is it Hearts? Yeah.
I don't know if he played in England or anything like that, but that is where I recognise that name from, Hearts.
So, we are Lithuanian, but we're former Soviet Union, so we have Vilnius starting, CSKA Moscow, Torpedo Moscow, Club Brugge, Sociedad, Benfica, Porto, Nice, FBK Kaunas, on loan to Hearts in 2005-07. Similar time to Dado Perso and... Everyone's going for a big European target, man. Larnaca, Belenenses, Contoriga, Vilnius, New England Revolution.
Nice.
And finish off with Fakel Voronezh.
Current Lithuania manager.
Oh, actual manager of Lithuania. He's tried it once before.
Yeah.
He was Hearts' manager. That's nice.
It's quite a nice profile to stumble across. I don't know how I remember him at Hearts, but I do remember him at Hearts, which is...
He won the Scottish Cup with Hearts. I'm just quickly going to go to that final, because who knows who's...
Maybe that's where I know it from.
Watch Scottish Cup finals?
No, because it was a really big upset.
No. Oh, no, it wasn't.
No?
Because this is a side I've not thought about for a while. They played Gretna.
Gretna?
Wasn't there a really good goal scorer for Gretna, who was English? And people, why is Gretna did something? Because they're on the cusp of Scotland and England, aren't they? Is it Gretna Green where you go and get married?
It is where you go and elope. Gretna Green, it is, yeah.
So this Hearts side had Craig Gordon, Stephen Presley, Paul Hartley, Rudy Scatchell, Roman Bednar, Christoph Berra. They have got... okay. I was about to get like, there's so many Lithuanians in the side. Manager, Valdas Ivanauskas, Lithuanian. We have one, two, three other Lithuanians, apart from Jankauskas in the side.
Worked for him. I just, on Jankauskas' profile, I do love, it's such a football manager, champ manager tactic, this. He went on loan to Benfica from Real Sociedad and scored 8 and 12, and then Benfica's rivals Porto went, we'll have him. He's doing it in Porto. They've done the scouting. They've let him settle in, get 8 and 12, and then Porto picked him up. Lovely. Which does link us back into the Porto team. So carry on, Josh.
I'm sorry. I'm still upset with why I know Gretna.
Okay.
Kenny Dushar.
Nope.
Is that someone... So he played for Gretna, scored 63 in 93 appearances, and is also a practicing medical doctor. Is that who I remember?
I don't know. That is so odd. That is the oddest tangent I think we've ever had.
He operates a number of restaurants? I think it is him. I think it's Kenny Dushar, because I think he was up there in the... You know how he did the European Golden Boot?
Yeah.
He scored 38 goals in 36 appearances, 41 in 41 in all competitions in 2004-2005. I think it must be Kenny Dushar.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So but the next game is, where in the world is Kenny Dushar now? We'll touch on that later. But yeah, back to the Porto squad, Josh. Carry on.
We have your friend of mine, Deco. Love Deco. Name two other clubs he played for.
Barcelona and Chelsea. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got it easy then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have Derlei, the Brazilian forward. Sergio Conceição, Dmitry Alenichev.
Oh, I don't
Jose
remember.
Jose Mourinho going for his early adoption of all things Russian. Yeah. You don't remember Alenichev?
I don't remember Alenichev, no. Little stint at Roma, two stints at Spartak Moscow and Lokomotiv Moscow. 12 in 84. He played a lot for Porto in 4 years, 84 games.
One of only three players to score goals in two consecutive cup finals in different European competitions. Because he must have scored in the Porto final and scored in this final. The others being Ronald Koeman and Ronaldo.
Good company to keep those two names, yeah.
Well, we have Jose Basingua, who also ended up...
Chelsea.
Maniche, who also ended up at...
Chelsea.
Paulo Ferreira, who also ended up at...
Chelsea.
Hugo Almeida, who also ended up at...
Newcastle.
Ooh, he was... Wasn't he Werder Bremen, he was... Werder Bremen. Did he play in England? I thought he did play in England.
No, I must be getting it. Hugo Viana, I'm thinking of.
Hugo Viana. Sporting Lisbon.
Yeah.
Tidy left foot. Oh, yeah. Hugo Almeida did not come to England. Could have sworn he would did. It was Carlos Alberto. I always remember him, a kind of two-footed, tricky attacking midfielder. Benny McCarthy, who played for...
Blackburn.
Yes.
And is currently...
Oh, currently? What's he currently doing?
We've talked about this in a previous episode, I think.
He's currently sitting on his...
Why would I know? Why would I know what he's currently
doing?
Oh,
is he coaching United?
He's a Man United striker coach, yeah. And Marcus Rashford's come out and said he's made a huge difference to his game.
So Marcus Rashford is...
Learning from his... Benny McCarthy, yeah.
I wouldn't know. Much like... I would say much like, I can't remember who discussed him last pod, who unlikely managerial coaching career. I wouldn't have put McCarthy down.
Benito Carbone, who we said
Benito
wouldn't have.
Carbone, yeah.
Wouldn't have a coaching and manager style, yeah. Yeah, but there you go, Benny McCarthy. Sorry, carry on.
Benedict Saul McCarthy. That's some good names he's got going there, if I'm honest.
That is. Yeah.
Yeah, also played for West Ham, obviously, because if you're a striker, you play for West Ham. It's just a rite of passage. Yeah. Andre Villas-Boas, not that one. And Victor Bayer, goalkeeper, shirt number 99 that season.
It's really not a good squad of that era, is it? It's really not, compared to what the Man United squad was and the Arsenal and the Chelsea's, Juventus. We saw in the last episode we touched on Madrid beating Monaco at home and then losing away. That Madrid team should piss all over this, and Monaco, to be fair.
That's what Jose Mourinho in those days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they're a well-drilled outfit. Got some players who are ready to make that big move. They win their league. Plus 44 goal difference, losing just two games. And they came pretty much, I think, after they'd won the title.
Yeah. God, they could have had a treble.
Yeah, they lose the cup final, don't they, to Benfica after extra time. Let's quickly just go to that, see who's in the Benfica side. So we have, some names. Nuno Gomes, Simão, which I mentioned last week. Thiago, who ends up at Chelsea. Oh, do you remember the player called Petit, who is not French?
Nope.
No. Ricardo Rocca, who ends up at Tottenham. Zlatko Zajovic. Now, that's a good player.
You mean Zlatko Zahovic?
I like to say Zajovic. Is that
his son? Is the player I'm? Yeah, I don't want to say addicted to because that sounds a bit strange. But I can't think of obsessed. Obsessed with is a better word. Currently plays in Poland. Not that I'm keeping tabs on him or anything. Yeah, plays for Pogoń Szczecin in Poland. So
how I meant to say Zlatko Zahovic.
Zahovic. Yeah.
Oh man, I've been saying it wrong all these years.
Yeah,
many names I've been saying wrong all these years.
Yeah, that's not.
He was linked with Spurs at one point in the kind of really. I mean, this is a bleak era for Spurs, isn't it? But I don't think, never came to be.
So just while we're touching on Zlatko Zajovic, I don't have his page open, but he was the sporting director at Benfica. when his son Luka was born, and therefore Luka got signed to the youth team. Zlatko's Zoric then got sacked from Benfica, a sporting director, became Maribor sporting director, and Luka Zoric went with him and became their starting striker. Not saying that nepotism is huge or anything in football, but yeah.
Yeah. And he left that position in March 2020.
There you go.
But back to Porto. So Porto, that's the squad. You're not rating it. What about versus Monaco's squad? How are you feeling there?
I think Monaco should win it. I think I'd.
Well, let's talk about Porto's route to the final, yeah. And then also we can compare the 11s at start of that match. So we have Group F. Porto actually comes second in this group to Real Madrid, but putting Marseille and Partizan Belgrade out of it. So Real Madrid, Drogba's playing for this Marseille side. This is the year before he also joins Chelsea. There's a lot of Chelsea theme around this, isn't there?
There is.
We've touched on the Real Madrid squad. Don't really need to go into that. We have but Daniel Van Buijten is also. He scores for Marseille in their 4-2 opening loss against Real Madrid. Porto actually draw their opening game. Costinha getting the opener, but Deli Basic, that's probably done horrifically. You guys in Partizan. Porto then going to lose their second match. Costinha again opening the scoring, but Real Madrid roaring back to win 3-1 with goals from Helguera, Solari and Zidane. Now, here's where Porto find their mettle. They go a goal down against Marseille. Drogba gets it. They fight back. Within 10 minutes, they are 2-1 up. They go 3-1 up, but Steve Marley of Fulham fame.
I was just thinking, is that the Fulham guy? Yeah.
A pre-Fulham?
Yeah, it's got to be.
No, it's post-Fulham.
Oh, wow.
He's on loan from Fulham.
Who was the other French guy that Fulham had? The same era. Steed Malbronk?
Yeah, he played for Tottenham as well. Lovely little player. I liken him to Leo Trossard of this era. A kind of very short winger forward, can play all around. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
And but Porto hold on to get the win 3-2. Real Madrid win 8 match. Porto beat Marseille. Elenichev getting the goal. Real Madrid draw. Real Madrid beat Marseille away. Porto with 2 goals from Benny McCarthy beat Partizan. And therefore going to the last match to play against Real Madrid. They both go to a draw. Partizan Marseille draw, and therefore we see both those teams, Real Madrid and Porto, go through. So it means that Porto don't have the favourable draw for the knockout stages.
They don't, and they get drawn against a wonderful team of this era who probably should have won this competition but were cheated by an offside decision, which we'll get into in a minute. In the round of 16, where we touched on it in the last episode, but quickly again, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Lokomotiv Moscow, Monaco, Stuttgart v Chelsea, Celta Vigo, Arsenal, Porto v Man United, Sociedad v Lyon, Sparta Prague v Milan, and Deportivo La Coruña v Juventus. Let's touch on the game then.
So, away from home, first leg, Benny McCarthy grabs a couple. Quinton Fortune actually gives you the league.
Quinton Fortune, yeah. Manager at the moment somewhere, I think. Coach or manager?
Is he?
I'm pretty sure he is, yeah, somewhere.
Let's have a find out.
No, he's on the United coaching staff. It's just remembered me. I haven't even clicked on his page yet, but I'm pretty sure he's a coach at United.
What's your South Africa link here? Sorry.
What do you mean South Africa? Oh, yeah, I guess Benny McCarthy.
Is there someone else higher up that...
So, maybe.
Because, I mean, there is a Dutch-South African link.
Yeah.
From the Boer War, but that's not especially great. No. I don't think that's what Ten Hag is looking for.
No. But, yeah, Quinton Fortune went and played for another Premier League team, Josh. Who did he go and play for?
Ooh.
It's actually straight after Man United. We sold him.
So he didn't have a youth career at Spurs, didn't he?
He did, but I'm not counting that. Yeah, that's not the other Premier League team I'm counting.
Well, it's going to be like a Sunderland or something, isn't it?
Bolton Wanderers, so you're not far off, yeah.
Bolton Wanderers. I don't really have much memory. Just looking at your, talking about, you know, your sides and how good you are. Like, you're away side versus Porto. Howard in goal, Quinton Fortune, Wes Brown and Gary Neville at centre-back, Phil Neville at right-back. You're probably playing a four. I'm not quite sure what you're playing here, because you've got Scholes, Button, Keane, Giggs, Saha and Van Nistelrooy. So maybe the graphic has you playing a 4-3-2-1.
It's probably a 4-4-2-ish. Or a 4-3-1-2 with Giggs behind the strikers, maybe.
Yeah, but that's not great. I mean, centre-backs are Wes Brown and Gary Neville.
Hang on. Everything behind the midfield isn't great. That midfield up is very good.
Yeah, Keane, but that's half side. Your side.
Yeah, but, you know, I think Fergie looked at this and went, he's going to play... It's Mourinho. He would have done his research and gone, he's going to play really defensive, so let's try and take the game to them.
Yeah. You bring on John O'Shea and Ronaldo.
Yeah.
No match. But you lose that first leg. Pretty poor. And then second leg.
Yeah, I mean, away from home.
Second leg, you take the lead. So you're going through on goal difference.
We are, yeah.
But there is a free kick, and I'm going to guess at a Deco free kick. I can't quite remember it. Goes over wall, top corner. Tim Howard clashed against the post, palms down. Costinha taps it in, or kind of hits it home, roof net. Mourinho runs down the sidelines, and that's how I remember it. How do you remember it?
Free kick is going. Tough to say whether it's going in or not. Is it going in? I think it is going in. And yeah, Tim Howard flaps at it, knows the post is there, he's going to collide with the post, does that. Costinha, from an offside position, runs in, taps it into an empty net. Mourinho goes mental. Now, don't get me wrong. Porto probably deserved to win that game. We scored with our only shot on target, if I remember rightly. We were very poor attacking-wise.
Yeah, two attempts on target in total.
Two attempts on target, and... Yeah, it was pretty rubbish from us.
To add context to it, the change you made from the first leg, O'Shea is in for Quinton Fortune, the same defence.
Yeah.
Darren Fletcher and Eric Jemba are in for...
Luis Saha.
And...
Roy Keane.
Ugh.
Yeah,
so, I'm guessing there's got to be injuries here for this to happen.
So half time, Saha comes on for Jemba at half time, and we go to a more traditional 4-4-2. Scholes and Butt in the middle, Giggs on the left, Fletcher staying on the right. Ronaldo comes on for Fletcher in the 75th minute, and the 83rd minute, Solskjaer then comes on for Ronaldo. So that must have been an injury. Must have been an injury. And then Costinha scores and Benny McCarthy gets yellow carded. I think that yellow card was for not giving the ball back, if I remember rightly. I think.
But United go out, Porto succeed, and Porto then go into the...
Wrongly.
Porto go into the quarterfinals playing Lyon. Lyon, who had a great reputation in a tournament for many a year. Not in terms of winning, but they just overachieving that point, weren't they?
Was this Sidney Govou era of Lyon?
I think it'd be Sidney Govou. I think that's a fair shout. Juninho.
Oh, Juninho. Bernabucano.
Yeah, so we've got Coupe, Delphandre, Edmilson, Muller, Malouda, Juninho, Mohamed Diarra, Michael Essien.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Sidney Govou, Luin Dualla, and Giovanni Elbert.
Yeah.
But they fall. They fall down 2-0 away at Porto in the second leg. They fight back and it's 1-1 at half time. Porto take 2-1 lead, and then Elbert gets a consolation goal at that point. It's 4-2 on aggregate semi finals. And Porto face Monaco's group stage teammates, or group mates, as it were, Deportivo La Coruña.
This looks pretty dire from the score lines and the scorer and how the goal went in.
And who the manager is, I'm just going to guess at how this all went. Keep it tight, lad. 0-0 at home. No away goal scored for Deportivo. Love it. And then they grab a 60th-minute penalty from Derlei in the second leg, meaning that Deportivo have to score two. Shut that down.
Yeah. Referee for the second leg. Colina.
Pierluigi.
So I'm going to say he got that penalty call right, because he was amazing. I'm just going to have a quick look at the Deportivo lineup and see what we have here. So Deportivo, Naybet got a red card.
The 70th minute.
Yeah. There, 1-0 down. He got a red card. That was Pandiani up front, Luque, Victor, Valeron all in there. Dusha. Oh, what was his first name?
Aldo
Dusha. Yeah, Aldo Dusha. And Mourinho lined up in a 4-4-2 diamond. That's a formation you don't see very often now. But again, restricted the home team, Josh, to just two shots on target. Similar to the United game.
God, it's bleak football, isn't it? I hope we can both say, stand back and go, Jose Mourinho's football is...
I've got a question for you. Topical.
Yeah.
What's worse, Mourinho or Conte? You got a bit, you might have a bit of recency biased with how bad Conte has just slagged off the club that employs him, but...
I generally don't know to pick. I think maybe it's worse with Conte because he's so much more emotional.
Okay. And
whereas I think Jose Mourinho is much more measured in his just when he speaks about things. I think sometimes the emotion gets better at Conte and doesn't quite... He backtracks a little bit. They're both absolute football managing terrorists.
I should say at time of recording, Antonio Conte is still in a job. We haven't heard any news otherwise. But yeah, and then Josh, it does lead us on to the final. What are we saying? Monaco shit the bed or Jose Mourinho says you can go out and have some fun?
I don't think it ever says that, I think. We have, Porto have 46% possession in the first half, 44 in the second half. And you have six shots. I mean, Monaco ending a match with zero shots on target has got to be really hard to take, isn't it?
Yeah, that is really bad.
Because I always think when a striker plays or comes on, I think the least they're hoping for is to get a shot on target, to work the keeper, but nothing. That's really tough to take.
There you go. We haven't really touched... We didn't touch on this in the last episode about Monaco coming up to it. Both teams were considered underdogs in the competition before reaching the final stage, and both were led by young managers. Monaco had hired former France international Didier Deschamps.
It's his first job. It's his first job. Yeah.
The way it was written, it sounds like that. So, wow.
He joins at age 33, so he's only 36 at this point.
Bloody hell. I mean, did pretty well, yeah.
So, since then he's done...
France.
Yeah, two other clubs in between that.
Juventus?
No. Yes.
Yeah?
A season at Juventus.
Is it another one in France?
It is another one in France. We've already spoken about them.
Lyon.
Marseille.
Oh, Marseille. Okay. But anyway, yes, Josh, the final.
So yeah, Monaco lining up with Flavio Roma, Hugo Ibarra, Julian Rodriguez, and Gael Givé, with Patrice Everett left back. Edward, a very bland midfield. Edward Cisse, Lucas Bernardi, and Akis Zikos is a player I genuinely don't know. It's almost like they've abbreviated it, and I'll know.
Don't know him. It's not a name I recognise from the last week's episode. I can't remember him being mentioned at all.
So, AEK Athens is where he spent a lot of his career.
Right.
Academy manager at Glyfada now in Greece. But no, don't know him. So, all the action's going to come from the front three. God, it sounds very much like Conte's football. Ludovic Juli, captain of the side. Jerome Rotten, Fernando Morientes. Now, I've just seen here maybe a big factor. Have you seen it as well?
Yeah, I've just seen it, yeah.
23rd minute, Ludovic Juli subbed off.
But they bring on the free scoring, yet to be Rangers man, Dado Perso.
I kind of feel that his goals have come with the aid of Ludovic Juli.
I'd imagine that as well. So a big loss. And Porto lining up with Vitor Baia in goal. Everyone's Portuguese, other than the strikers, which you love to see. They're going for the Brazilian flair up front. But Vitor Baia in goal. Paulo Ferreira, Jorge Costa, Ricardo Carvalho, Nuno Valente, Costinha, Pedro Mendes.
Of Tottenham.
And Portsmouth.
Yes.
Manish, Deco, and then the flair up front of Carlos Alberto and Derli.
I'm going Derli, but I've been corrected on... Well, Zahovic.
Yeah, well done. Coming off the bench for them, Pedro Emmanuel, who's a defender I don't have too many memories of, Ali Chinev, who we touched on before, and Benny McCarthy in the 78th minute. So, the scoreline was 3-0. Does it say something that I can't remember this final, even though it was a 3-0 win?
I have very little recollection of this.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone back to watch a Champions League final after the event?
I mean, yes, obviously. 99. Yeah. I've watched that plenty of times. I've watched Moscow a few times. United-Chelsea, Moscow.
Are you watching one? Have you ever watched a Champions League final but Man United, your team you support, haven't won after the event?
I probably have watched The Miracle of Istanbul, as the Scousers call it. I probably have watched that back because it was just phenomenal. But no, I don't think anything... I can't think of one that jumps to my mind of me going, I've definitely watched that again and again and again. Have you?
No, I mean, part of me... I think it's probably good to do this. And I imagine analysts will do it and even just kind of journalists will probably go back and do it because during the moment... a lot happens and you're probably not focused on it, you're just kind of quite tense. So it'd be like, for example, the Liverpool Tottenham 2019 cup final. I don't think I could ever bring myself to, but I probably should, to understand, because if a view is, you know, what isn't now a handball decision in the first minute decides it. But did, I know Tottenham had a lot of shots, but was there any good chances created? How bad was Harry Kane coming out of injury? I'm not sure I've got the mental stability to go back and relive that.
I'm not going to watch Man United losing to Barcelona at Wembley again. Why would I? I know the score. I know how it's going to end. It's not like me watching it is going to change it. So no, I will say no. I haven't watched a Champions League final back without my team winning it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. But yeah, I mean, was it? I mean, 20 fouls committed by Porto, 17 by Monaco. Were Chelsea dirty under Mourinho? Were they a filthy team, as in just giving away lots of fouls, or was it just your classic
tactical foul? I don't think there's any harm. Yeah,
yeah.
So he leaves straight on, straight after this, doesn't he?
He does. He does. He goes on to join Moneybags Chelsea out there. But it's just, I don't know. It doesn't feel right. Porto v Monaco in a Champions League final.
We're going to see something similar this year. We'll definitely see something a bit more fresh this year, aren't we, in terms of how it's lined up with the Milan sides, Napoli, and I forget who else it's going to be in the final. But I like that, though. I like seeing something fresh.
Yeah, I do, but...
You don't want it to be what could also read as a Europa League final.
Yeah. That's a very good way of summing it up. And I also feel like this seems a little bit harsh on Monaco. Like, when we looked at them in last week's episode, and it was like, they scored a lot of goals. They beat Deportivo 8-3, didn't they? That's like, oh, where was that? Where was that performance here? That's what I want to know. And you can only blame Deschamps, in my mind.
I'm just going to the 2004 Super Cup. Just if you have any memory of this, so we mentioned last episode.
You could have asked me, Dave. Do you have any memory of any Super Cup? No. Who was? No. What was last year's Super Cup? Josh, what was the score?
Do you know? The only thing I used to remember is that they were always, for some reason, played in Monaco.
Yeah,
that doesn't even happen.
No, but that's not the question I asked, Josh. I asked who was in last year's.
I don't know, Dave. I don't know.
There you go. Exactly. No one cares. But carry on.
We talked last episode around Monaco getting decimated each year.
Oh, yeah.
Porto. Very similar, really, isn't it?
Well, half their squad moved to Chelsea.
New signings that season were Ricardo Quaresma, Pepe.
What, the centre-back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Seitaridis, who I remember had a storming Euros. Is that going to be... That is going to be that year, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Luis Fabiano up front, Raul Morales, and... player I always loved, Diego. Yes, big fan. But that didn't work, and they scored only 39 goals that season when they had previously scored 63 the season before, and they finished second.
Sorry. I'm looking at their squad from 04-05. Who on earth is the Italian-Brazilian pitbull they have up front? Attacker?
I don't know. Claudio Pitbull.
Literally was in Brazil, Portugal, Itihad, I'm going to suggest, is maybe Saudi Arabia. Back to Brazil, Portugal, Rapid Bucharest in Romania, Vitória Setúbal, Portugal, Turkey, Brazil. Still playing. Oh, who is this
guy?
Can't be.
So Pitbull is obviously not what he was christened. Oh man, he's got a photo that looks like a mugshot, but hopefully not.
Age 41, still playing football as a forward for Associação Desportiva Cabofarense. Oh my word. I feel like I need to know who this guy is in much more detail.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lovely nickname.
It's a lovely nickname, yeah. Anyway, sorry, got distracted, Josh. Where were we?
He didn't appear in the 2004 Super Cup final. It was Valencia, Porto. I love this Valencia side as well. Vicente of Brighton fame, Rifete, Albeda, Baraka, Marco Davao, Bernardo Corradi, two Italian forwards, and Amedeo Carboni, David Navarro, Carlos Marquina, Curro Torres, and Santiago Canizares. Claudio Ranieri managing them.
Nice. Which is interesting. That's a good link, actually, Josh, because in the Champions League, the year after winning it, who topped the group? Porto came second. Who topped their group in that Champions League?
In the year they won it?
No, the year after.
Year after? Oh, I don't know.
Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea.
Under Jose Mourinho, yeah.
Mourinho. We ended the last episode. We had to find a player who's played in the Midlands.
It was the middle of England is how I described it. So you take that how you will. But yeah. I'm
trying to think of any of it. Stefano Fiore.
Can you say Everton is in the middle of England? Nuno Valente. It's the middle of Britain. Yeah, why did I give us that challenge? That is a very stupid question. And we shouldn't really do it just by randomly clicking like I currently am. We should be doing it through skill. Raul Morales. Oh, Liverpool and Chelsea. No, they're either ends of the country.
I'm going to go with Bernardo Corradi, who's on the bench for Valencia.
You know that's a fact that he played in the middle of England, or are you guessing?
He played for Manchester City.
That's not that's in the middle as much as Everton is.
Middle of Britain.
Oh, well, alright. I'll go with Nuno Valente.
There you go. Bosh.
Bosh. Right. So on that, we'll bring an end to the first ever two-part mini-series. That's what they call it on TV, isn't it? A mini-series. A two-part mini-series of the 2004 Champions League final. So we hope you enjoyed it. And if you want to have any suggestions, please get in touch with us on Wikipedia Wanderers at Instagram and Twitter. Got that all the wrong way around, didn't I? Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you in the next one. Josh will be here too. We'll see you then. Cheers. What an outro.